Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And on that hotline, we find Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Good morning to you, Ray. Busy day on the south side yesterday, no?
Little bit, yeah. Hopefully it settles down the rest of the week here. I was telling everyone yesterday, I think, there was more media at the south side yesterday than out at Oakmont, but hopefully that was just a one-day occurrence.
Ray, how did number 8 look out there? I know no one's hitting him. I know they weren't even having team drills, but your initial reaction to seeing him throw that ball around a little bit in the black and gold?
Yeah, well, listen, he just did an individual yesterday. They actually did 7-on-7 in team stuff, but Aaron did not participate in that. He said that was Mike Tomlin's desire. Mike wants him to learn the playbook before he does any of that stuff. But, I mean, honestly, it was just kind of odd seeing him in a number 8 Steelers jersey, right? Like, I always associate him with the Packers. I know he played last 2 years with the Jets. But, we've been on this story for 3 months. It's finally here. And I got to admit, it was kind of weird to see him out there in a Steelers uniform.
Ray, I'm a big atmosphere guy, big aura guy. I kind of always ask you the same question every year, first day of OTA, is like, what's the vibe like? What does it feel like to be back on the field? What's the team feeling like? What did the team and the atmosphere and the coaches, what did they put out there yesterday whenever Aaron Rodgers did take the field? What was the feeling around him being a Steeler?
Yeah, I think there's always excitement when the entire team is back. I know TJ wasn't there, but everybody else was there, so you just had one no-show. And this is like the final activity of the offseason. You know, they've been here pretty much since before the draft, you know, phase one, phase two, now phase three with minicamp. And, I think these are the building blocks that are put in place, so training camp can be fruitful and then hopefully the season. So I think this is an important week for the Steelers. I think – with a new quarterback and with so many new pieces on offense, this training camp coming up in Latrobe, I think, is probably going to be the most interesting one that I've ever covered. In addition to Aaron, you got DK, you got a new running back situation. Everything just feels new, and I think everyone, probably including the people inside that building, want to know how that offense is going to turn out. And I think today we get Arthur Smith around lunchtime, so I think that'll be the big story today. Arthur has to piece this all together, and I don't know that that's an easy job.
All right, well, then a two-part question here for you, Ray. Piggybacking off of what Doran asked you, was the vibe different with Rodgers and how his teammates were reacting to him being there? Was it the same, similar to what it was last year with Russ? And then part B, jumping off of what you just said about Arthur Smith, I mean, it really does sound like they're going to be amenable to letting Rodgers be part of developing this offense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, Aaron spoke to that a little bit. You know, he said he's going to learn the offense. And, you know, he pretty much said when this week is done, you know, he's probably, going to get with Art and then he'll suggest some things. And, you know, he said he's sure Art will put him in. But, he's going to learn the offense and he's going to let Arthur call the plays. And he's going to do what he always does. He's going to make sure the team gets into the right plays and, executes them. Now, as far as the vibe goes, I think a little bit of a different vibe. I don't know how to describe it. I think last year – you know, all the big names were involved in that recruiting process, right? Like from Cam and TJ and Minka went to dinner with Russell. You know, they were kind of all in on it. And I think they bought into it until it wasn't very good anymore at the end of the season. But then, you know, this courtship, it was all Mike and Aaron. You know, Aaron, Omar and Art were involved to a certain extent. But, you know, you guys heard Aaron talk yesterday. It was pretty much all conversations between Aaron and Mike. And the players were kind of in the dark, really, throughout the process. Now, I think they had a pretty decent idea it was going to happen, but they didn't know when, and they didn't know all the details. So, you know, at this point, I think they're just happy that Aaron is on board. He says he's all in. You know, he said these personal issues have maybe taken a turn for the better. So it seems like he's more invested and more committed to being here for 2025. So in that respect, I think it's good. But, yeah, it is a little bit different vibe here in 2025.
Ray, in your opinion, is it a big deal that T.J. Watt didn't show up yesterday?
Not really. You know, if you guys noticed, and I'm sure you did, like all the Adam Schefters and Rappaports of the world tweeted that around the same time. And then shortly thereafter, there was like, Hendrickson's not going to show up in Cincy and Jonnu Smith's not going to show up in Miami. So,
yeah. You
know, I thought it was interesting.
Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, McLaurin. Yeah, exactly. And Doran, I don't know what you think. Just being a former player, I thought the holding in thing was a pretty good ploy for players. Like, you show up, you show you want to be a part of the team, but you don't practice. And, like, I thought that was great leverage. I remember Deontay Johnson did that after TJ, and Deontay Johnson got a contract with it, I don't know, less than a week. You know, the Steelers, I don't want to say the Steelers caved, but they kind of wanted to get that situation behind them. And now it's like, okay, we're almost back to the traditional holdout thing. I don't know if you get any better leverage. I suppose teams can levy fines in this situation, but I think it's an interesting ploy, you know, a new trend on the part of the agents. And I'm not 100% convinced that it's a better ploy than holding in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Rabo! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I totally agree. Like, I mean, I'm all in favor for holding in because it shows that you care and you want to be there and your teammates see you. So, like, I mean, even if you're not practicing, you're there. So, you know that, you know, you're a part of this mission. But I truly believe that TJ's brother JJ's in his ear telling him to hold out. And I think TJ looks at Trey Hendrickson holding out. I think he looks at his peers and how they've gone about their business to potentially get new contracts or not get new contracts.
Yeah.
I think that's all affecting him right now.
Yeah, and it's interesting to separate the business side of football from what actually goes on during the season, right? Like, I went back, you know, everything's flying around yesterday, the news that he didn't show up, and, you know, people were reacting to it. And then I went back to a story I wrote on January 13th and pulled a quote out of that story, and I reused it. And TJ just came out and said he wants to retire a Steeler. He doesn't want to be anyplace else, so I don't think that's changed. You know, I just think this is the business side of it. So whether it's TJ's agent, you know, trying to get the best deal possible for his client, or maybe, you know, JJ is in his ear. But I think in the end, guys, TJ really likes it here. This is the only place he knows. And I highly doubt that anything could take place in the next 3 months that's going to change that.
Yeah, so that is how I was going to end this interview with you, Ray, with this two-parter. Do you think that they will find him? They can find him. Do you think that they will?
Yeah.
And B, what do you think this looks like? Is he going to sign before training camp, after training camp? What do you think his sticking point is? And if you were to fast forward, where do you think this all goes?
Yeah, they certainly can fine him. But, I mean, listen, I don't think that's good business for the Steelers. And honestly, $100,000 to a guy like T.J. Watt's like fining you and me $50. So I don't think that's going to happen. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of momentum to get this done before training camp. Never say never, but I think this is going to drag on for quite some time. And keep an eye on Dallas. Keep an eye on Detroit. Let's see what happens with Hutchinson and Parsons.
I mean, that's malpractice there, is allowing for the possibility for one or two more contracts at that position to get done before they get it done with TJ, because that ask is only going to go up, as it should from what?
Yeah, I just think that's where we are. I think the Cowboys and the Lions are doing the same thing. I've said this before, guys. You've heard me say it. The Browns vastly overpaid for Myles Garrett. Everyone thinks the market is out of whack, and I think everyone kind of wants the other shoe to drop before they go ahead and do their deal.
Ray, this was wonderful. As always, we appreciate the time, and hopefully it's not too crowded over at the facility today. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Ray
Fittipaldo, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Rabo! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.